This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. And I so much do appreciate the time you're spending with me. We're, I think, anyway, right? We're celebrating the National Day of Prayer. And some of you who weren't in the first hour, I want to go back over this for a second, because a lot of you feel that our founding fathers didn't want us to have anything to do with prayer, with God, what have you, and even a specific prayer. And you're wrong. And you've allowed that to go on for years. You've allowed that to be pushed on you or fed to you. And you're wrong. And I can give you founding father after founding. Now, look at, were there a couple that were, you know, just deists or general to God? Yes, of course. But in all sincerity, when you look at some of the pictures, look at what took place, look at what went down in the days that they were putting the Constitution together. Now, remember the Franklin at the, what was it? The Franklin was probably the only one, or one of a couple of founding fathers that were there at the convention when they were trying to put all this together. Right? They were stumbling, and for lack of a better term, they were stumbling and bumbling around for 5 weeks. 5 weeks. In a hot room, in a nasty room. All these men were there, and I'll tell you what, the hygiene wasn't where it is today. You know, it's not that great today, but anyway. And then, as I said earlier, Franklin was not known as the most religious guy in the group, right? Can we all agree with that at least? And yet, here you go. You had him say something, finally, after 5 weeks. Can you see that old man sitting in the back of the room? Little fat, balding guy. Got a cane, listening to all this stuff going on. He was one of the masterminds of the Declaration and the Constitution as a whole, as the fight against England. Got some young bucks in the room at the time. Now, you have to understand that this time, the average age, longevity, the whole nine yards, was between like 35 and 38 years old. Here's a man in his 70s. He's lived this long to see what was going on. And it's probably one of the most monumental moments in our history that doesn't get a lot of attention for obvious reasons. And most people kind of poo-poo it up to, well, you know, that's why they did it back then. They don't do it now. There were numerous moments in history, but this to me is one of the best, right? So Benjamin Franklin, about 5 weeks into the Constitutional Convention, of 1787. He said, when they were attempting to draft a U.S. Constitution, it looked like it was going to die. It looked like it was all that, everything they were doing was just about getting ready to fall apart. Right? The delegates, some of them were leaving and going home. And Franklin, at the very last minute, challenged them and called them to prayer. And, you know, I'll do my best to read it in regular English. It's written in Old English. But he's trying to get a point across. He says, in this situation of this assembly, groping as it were in the dark, put a picture together because these guys spoke so eloquently. They really knew how to lay these things out. Groping in the dark to find political truth and scarcely able to distinguish it when presented to us. How has it happened? How did we let this happen? That we've not reached out to or even thought of applying to the Father of Lights to illuminate our understanding. In the beginning of the contest with Great Britain, and remember the guys with all the warships? Remember those guys? In the beginning of the contest with Great Britain, when we were sensible today, we knew we were going to get our butts kicked. I'm translating to today's English. You notice that? We had daily prayer right here in this room. In the room that you're struggling in right now, and the one that you can't stop to think about what is taking place. We had daily prayer in this room. And he said, we asked for divine protection. Our prayers were heard, and they were graciously answered. All of us who were engaged in the struggle, now he knows, looking around that room, that not everybody in there was in that early struggle. He knows it. All of us who were engaged in the struggle must have observed frequent instances of superintending providence in our favor. Look at, go check out how many times George Washington was shot. Now, not that the bullet entered his body, but his coat, his hat, he had bullet holes all over the place. And yet he still wrote, still lived, still went on. So he goes on to say, all of us who were engaged in the struggle must have observed frequent instances of superintending providence. That's a big deal. In our favor. And have we forgotten that powerful friend? Do we imagine that we no longer need to say, yeah, we got this, God. We got it, you know. He said, I've lived a long time. The longer I live, I'm more convinced. I see more of the proof. I see more of this truth. And we'll be back to finish this discussion after the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Well, we are now. We are back from the Peter Host. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROSE-ZERO, 855-732-55. Yeah, you know what, guys? You're in the chat room. They're talking about the Gen Zers and how problematic they are. And what's really funny is I lost the story I had found last week about how Gen Zers only lasting, usually the average of, you know, three weeks at a job because it's all about them. They want to change everything to accommodate them. Well, if you're so smart, you know what you're doing. You can start your own business and you could do whatever hours you want to, right? Okay. Now, I was talking about Ben Franklin, the least religious guy in the in Congress, or our founding fathers. And after, you know, 5 weeks of them fumbling around at the Constitutional Convention in 1787, he finally stood up, and you know what? I'll read his little thing again because I only got halfway through it in the last segment, and I want you to hear the whole thing. He stopped them from kind of breaking up the convention, because some of them were going home. They were leaving. They'd had it. They were frustrated with each other. And Franklin said, hey, stop. Let's work this through. And because he was the old man, because they had respect for him, he'd been around quite some time. And as I said to you, in his day, the average age was like 35, 38 years old. And here he was in his 70s. Talk about somebody who they consider to have a boatload of favor. Right? In this situation, the assembly, he says, groping as it were in the dark to find political truth and scarce able to distinguish it when presented to us. In other words, when they shove it in your face, you don't even know it's there. How has it happened that we've not once thought of humbly applying to the Father of Lights to illuminate our understanding? Right? Why haven't we turned to God to help us out here? In the beginning of the contest with Great Britain, when we were sensible of danger, right? I mean, when we realized that these guys could whoop our butts overnight, the strongest, most powerful military on the planet at the time. I mean, let that sink in. He said, we went on to have daily prayer. So even though we knew we were up against the biggest, most powerful military, we knew who the Creator was. We were able to turn to the Creator. We had daily prayer in this room for the divine protection. Our prayers were heard, and they were graciously answered. All of us who were engaged in the struggle must have observed frequent instances of superintending providence in our favor. Have we now forgotten a powerful friend, or do we imagine we no longer need his assistance? I've lived a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see all over the place that God governs the affairs of men. If a sparrow can't fall to the ground without his notice, it's probable that an empire arises without his aid. How? He said, we have assured in the sacred writings that except the Lord build a house. Again, not the most religious man. Right? In the group. Except that the Lord build a house, they labor in vain to build it. I firmly believe this. I also believe that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. In other words, we ain't going to make it. If you don't look to God, if you don't implore God, if you don't ask God to engage, if you don't ask God to be there, come on, let this sink in. We ain't going to make it. I therefore beg, leave to move that moving forward, prayers imploring the assistance of heaven and its blessings on our deliberations be held in this assembly every morning. Oh my God. Apparently he hasn't, you know what it is? I know what it is. He hasn't talked to Jefferson yet. Oh, what? Oh yeah, that's right. Jefferson was in the room. No, seriously, think about it. No, Franklin openly acknowledged that their prayers, their frequent prayers throughout the revolution, had been answered. These guys prayed together. They got down on their knees every morning and thanked God for another day of victory. Right? All throughout the revolution, prayers had been answered. That's how America became an independent nation. Because these guys knew who they were looking to, knew who to turn to get their guidance. But then turn around to go to the Constitutional Convention and not get anywhere was just had to be heartbreaking. Right? Love to know what you have to say. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, I'm not gonna beat this thing up, but I gotta tell you, it bugs me to no end that we're not you. Some of you are not. That we are not well-versed enough in this stuff to be able to push back on these people. Right? You know, when you think about what Washington, I could go through all these, Washington and Adams and Benjamin Rush, what these guys had to say about what took place. And, you know, Samuel Adams. I mean, he is considered the father of the American Revolution. He totally understood what it meant. Matter of fact, a little funny story about him. He was so poor that they pitched in to buy him a suit to go to Congress with. I thought that was pretty funny. Anyway, I'm sorry. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563 before the day ends. So, you know, we went, drop a little prayer. Ask God for his guidance. Thank him for his guidance. All right, got a problem. ACLU had to get involved. This is how bad it's getting, people. Well, Democrats like AOC and Ayanna Presley, they're doing what they can to stoke those race riots in New York City and pretty much across the country. And this weekend, the ACLU, well, they found something major to have to deal with. Black hair. Yeah. Remember, Chris Rock got slapped by Will Smith. Right, made the joke about his wife's hair. Presley and Jamal Bowman, they deleted tweets praising Smith for his assault. They were praising him for being violent. Don't you love it? I mean, last November, Michelle Obama revealed that she kept her hair straight. That's first lady because Americans weren't ready for her natural hair. Really? It's ridiculous. You know what? Maybe some Americans aren't. What do I care how you wear your hair? Seriously. See, you made it a big deal. You didn't ask me what I thought. You presumed that Americans can't handle it. That's on you, not me. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Another historic jury decision from the Capitol riot. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the conviction of four Proud Boys members on seditious conspiracy shows the DOJ will do everything in its power to defend democracy.
We have secured the convictions of defendants who fought, punched,
tackled, and even tased police officers who were defending the Capitol that day.
Seditious conspiracy is defined as a plot to overthrow the government and is from the Civil War era. And the late Carrie Fisher, remembered in Hollywood Today, the actress who's best known for her role as Princess Leia in the Star Wars films, was posthumously awarded her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame Thursday.
My mom is a double whammy. I'm head of the center and head of the star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Mama, you've made it.
Actress Billie Lord accepted the honor on her mother's behalf. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do mean that. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, the UE, what is it, the EUW, EAW, whatever, the Car Workers Union, you know, they're holding their endorsement back from Joey B. Their beef is electric cars. Because they know many of them will lose their jobs over it. But I want you to think about something. When they try to, there's so many aspects to the electric car, electric vehicles. You know, you've got a man, or you've got a mine, not man, but mine. Right? The minerals that you need. Right, copper, so forth and so on for the batteries. And you have to sit there, you got to think about that. Okay, what does that do? I mean, I want you to think about something. You're told that mining coal is bad. Right, hurting the earth, you can't do this, it's terrible. But mining copper and lithium and cobalt and nickel, that's okay. When you read those things, when you see those things, when you talk to, shouldn't you stop and say, well, wait a minute. How come we can do this and not this? Why are you proving this and not that? It's just something you need to think about. So let's go back to the electric car for a second. Now, you think about most electric vehicle charging stations today. And well, I was walking by one the other day, so I'm going to just throw it out there. I think it was the price of the charge was like 32 cents a minute. Okay, that's almost 20 bucks an hour. It really takes about 8 hours for a full charge. So, what are we coming up on? 160 bucks, 170? $160, right? For a full charge. Most electric vehicles, they get about 350 miles on a charge. That boils down to what? And we're going to calculate about 45 cents a mile. An F-350 pulling a horse trailer gets better mileage than that. So, you know, it's kind of breaking it down so you can learn everything there is to do. Otherwise, you're only getting half the information. You're not getting everything you need to make proper decisions. That's the only reason I make fun of this stuff most of the time. I mean, you have to admit it's kind of amusing. Now, some of you heard today the Proud Boys got nailed. They got convicted. And there's a concern there, for me anyway. You know, there were, what was it, sedition? Comes out of days of the Civil War. This is a plot to overthrow the government. How does 31 or 32, I can't remember how many there were, Proud Boys beating on Capitol Police, hitting Capitol, whatever. I don't even know didn't see the video yet, right? How does that add up to sedition? Did they have a couple of hundred people? Did they go in and totally take over? I mean, you got to ask those questions. And what about those people in Tennessee, Idaho? I mean, there were a whole bunch of state houses that were taken over by, you know, pro-abortion, pro-transgender groups. That was okay, though. Now, Merrick Garland thinks this is wonderful. So he brought them up. They were successfully prosecuted on seditious conspiracy charges. What could they have taken over that day? I mean, for real. After 7 days of deliberation in D.C., which they should have taken to somewhere else, jury containing members with openly leftist sympathies Thursday found ex-Proud Boy chairman Enrique Tarrio, and three other former members of the anti-left guilty of seditious conspiracy and other charges, right? And the legal maximum penalty for either seditious conspiracy or obstruction is 20 years in prison. The Washington Post is reporting that further details of the ruling they're going to post up on their website. Many call this verdict a highly politicized miscarriage of justice. Now, Julie Kelly, the leading conservative pundit, she's been watching all of this. She's been pretty much chronicling the whole thing. You know, you look at this and look at what other people have done. I wonder what's going to happen to the actual FBI agents and others that hid information to allow Joe Biden to get in. That hid information that thwarted the will of the people. I wonder what will happen to them. Probably nothing, right? Now, Julie calls the Biden administration's abuse of J6 prosecutions extremely harsh treatment of J6 prisoners. She went on to say, a rogue judge, 30 prosecutors, and biased D.C. jury just handed Merrick Garland's hand-picked special prosecutor the biggest gift of the career, a roadmap to indict Trump. Oh, they're going to try anyway. I mean, seriously, if you want to see a civil war in this country... Now, I've been talking about it, but I've been talking about it as a soft war. Right? More like a 1960s sit-in. But I think you're going to see a physical war if this keeps up. If you see the differences in the way they handle people. I mean, look at Merrick Garland couldn't even answer the questions put in front of him by Jordan. His answer to everything about like the raids on Trump's Mar-a-Lago... Right, on Roger Stone and on others, where they had, you know, 30 agents there with full. Why would you need 30 FBI? Explain to me. Why would you need 30 FBI agents with guns and flak jackets and all of that to go into the Trump Towers when they knew Trump wasn't there, number one? And if Trump was there when it went down, the Secret Service would have been there to make sure everything went down properly. Right? So anyway, the subhead to Kelly's April 28th article on the ominous implications of a Proud Boy guilty verdict goes on to say the guilty verdicts in the most consequential January 6th trial will greenlight the Justice Department to move on Trump. I mean, they're in for a different fight with Trump, for sure. Now, Merrick Garland called a major press conference Thursday to celebrate the victory. Makes it clear that the Justice Department will do everything in its power to defend their behinds to make sure they keep getting money. No. He thinks it's American democracy. Figure that one out. Kelly's a writer for American Greatness. She warned that Garland's team is now emboldened to go after Trump. You don't line up with DOJ's heaviest hitters, including the head of national security, right? Then your butt is theirs. And it's true. There's no, they are quickly turning us in to 1950s Russia. I do believe that. I mean, I did look at, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know, I never went down that road before. I wouldn't allow us to go down that road, but the more and more I see how the system is working, how the legal system, the quote unquote justice system is working, it's not very just. As I was saying, when you think about the people that were interviewed by the FBI or the FBI when it came to Joe Biden's place, his son's place, and others, they didn't go in there with guns blazing, did they? I mean, they tried to make fun of Trump having papers scattered all over the floor, which, we, you know, if you know what a neat freak he is, you know that's not true. That's number one. Number two is the boxes of classified paper in Joey B's garage was okay. Nothing to see here, not a problem. Right? Just amazing. The Post also quoted New York University law professor Ryan Goodman. He said the verdict empowers the special counsel investigating Trump, Jack Smith, to bring indictments for efforts to overturn the election. According to the newspaper, it underscores the enormous stakes in mobilizing Americans to believe the big lie and directing an armed crowd to interfere with the congressional proceedings. By the way, again I say, the vice president had every right, every constitutional right, to question those election results. Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
How horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Back, Joe Messina, your host. Not Messina. Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. We really do appreciate the time that you spend with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, quickly running through some of the stories that you guys have sent me. Did I get a kick out of? Some of them are great, right? You've got a Clarence Thomas biographer, and he's calling out and showing you where all these things that they're putting up about Clarence Thomas, I won't say every single one of them, but some of them are blatantly false, 100% false. Some of the others, right, are partially true, being spun to be to be the worst. Without anything on the Democrats. Like, they're so clean. They know they're not clean. They're not even going to bring it up. Anyway, 855, don't even know where to go with that. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And then again, they're talking about California's proposal to offer reparations to black Americans. Where they get the money, nobody knows where they're going to get the money. You know, I got to think that the only reason they're thinking about doing this is because Newsom's looking for the votes. This wasn't his idea. He could have done this a long time ago. Matter of fact, not that I'm asking him to do it, but he could have signed this in by executive order. He didn't need people to do it. He didn't need to, during the emergency thing, he didn't need us to sign off on it. He didn't need the legislators to sign off on this. But you won't hear that. All right. More fun with this stupidity. Biden even tells Catholic Hospital they got to put out the sanctuary candlelight. It's a violation of religious beliefs. No, they're not going after religion at all. Nope, not at all. So the Biden administration's Department of Health and Human Services, they've told a Catholic hospital in Oklahoma to put out the sanctuary candlelight. Right? Now, this violates their religious beliefs. The federal government told St. Francis Health System Senior Vice President General Counsel Michael Lissau that the sanctuary candle on their premises was a violation of the Center for Medical and Medicare and Medicaid Services, along with fire safety requirements. The hospital says that the government says that the hospital will no longer be able to accept Medicare, Medicaid funds as long as the flames remain in the chapel. Why? After the hospital requested a waiver, the HHS sent a letter denying the request. Right? Beckett Law Religious Liberty Defense Organization sent a letter to HHS on Tuesday, disputing the agency's requirement, arguing that removing the candle in compliance with the guidance would violate the religious hospital's First Amendment rights. It is a religious hospital. St. Francis cannot do this as a matter of faith. And so in the 25 days, the federal government intends to discredit and thereby effectively shutter this health system, which includes the number one hospital in Oklahoma. It's the 12th largest hospital in the nation, all because St. Francis refuses to abandon religious beliefs and extinguish the sanctuary lamp. You know, again, the Supreme Court has already ruled. You can give money to a religious organization as long as that organization doesn't discriminate in how they use that money. Right? And it all came down because of an after-school program at a school, at a religious school. Now, the program was open to everybody. It wasn't religious in nature. But there were federal funds given to carry that class out. Right? And they were sued by those, I think it was the Freedom from Religion Freaks, that said, hey, you can't give federal dollars to a religious organization. Well, it went all the way to the Supreme Court. They finally said, look, yes, you can. There's nothing that says you can't do. There's nothing unconstitutional about the government giving grant money they would give to any other school offering the same services. This hospital light, the candle, which represents the living flame of Christ's presence in the hospital chapel, which Beckett Law says is far removed from medical equipment patients. Now, see, you have to go down into the chapel. Is this so sad that we're worried about somebody might see the flame of Christ? That's so bad, wouldn't it? I mean, seriously. Now, federal regulations require that hospitals have written fire control plans that contain provisions for prompt reporting of fires, extinguishing fires, protection of patients, personnel and guest evacuation, they've got a fire program in the hospital. They've got an evacuation program in the hospital. I mean, give me a break. They wouldn't let a hospital that size run or open like that. Now, the government's demand is absurd. And it's unlawful. It's targeting St. Francis' sincere beliefs without any good reason. That's according to Lori Wyndham, Vice President and Senior Counsel at Beckett. Now, the government has a simple choice. Either stop this attack on St. Francis or expect a legal firestorm. They're right. I hope they take this all the way. See, they're afraid. Sometimes they settle. Some of you guys may not know this. But sometimes they settle because they don't want it to go to court. Because if it goes to court and they lose, they're done. Right? Totally done. Because now you've got nothing to fall back on. Now they actually have a Supreme Court ruling to say, hey, look, the Supreme Court has already ruled on this. And we're good to go. Just amazing. Some of you may have heard, though, that there's been stories. Look what they're doing to Thomas again. And I hope he has the same resolve he had the first time. Kind of like, screw you, I'm staying. Really. Now, a biographer and friend of the Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas slammed reporting of a GOP megadonor paying the tuition for the justice's great nephew as a despicable, arguing that it didn't violate the court's gift disclosure rules. Mark Poletta, a former counsel to former Vice President Pence, who co-edited a book about Thomas, and it's based on a documentary tweeted Thursday that the Clarence and Ginny Thomas, the wife of the justice, spent 12 years helping his great-nephew, Mark Martin, who was in desperate need of love, support, and guidance. He said, billionaire Republican, no, they'd rather take these young kids and make sure that they have an opening to go to, you know, sex slavery or something along those lines. He said, billionaire Republican donor and real estate developer Harlan Crow, a friend of the justice, recommended that they send Martin to Randolph-Macon Academy in Virginia. When the Thomases themselves were struggling to find a school where they could send him. You know, just think about it. How much money goes into these things. Right? Everybody's blasting the Supreme Court. Why don't you start blasting the Congress people? That would be cool, don't you think? Get on their case for the stuff that they do. How do they become multimillionaires? Going in there making next to nothing. How does that happen? Paoletta said that Crow had financially supported the school for many years and also funded scholarships for disadvantaged students. So it wasn't like he was only paying for Clarence Thomas's kid. He said that Crow offered to pay the first year of tuition for Martin, but did not pay for any of the years. So it was, here you go, go out, here's what you get. He said the Thomases loved their great-nephew very much. And the press having to drag him into the effort to smear the justice is just rugged. They're right. They're doing anything they can to make him look bad. Anything they can to try to move him out so Joey B. Actually, it would be Joey B., so Obama gets another choice. Remember, they're only a vote away. One vote away from really, truly turning this country upside down. So he can't leave. In both cases, he said Crow's payments went directly to the schools, did not go through Thomas. Paoletta's account comes after the reporting from ProPublica, that Crow had paid for Martin's tuition in the private schools. You see how they don't give you the whole story, right? Federal law requires the Supreme Court justices to disclose gifts received by them, their spouses, or dependent children. Paoletta argues that the payments were not reported to kids because the federal law does not include a great-nephew as a dependent child on his son, daughter, stepson, stepdaughter. It's a malicious story. They leave out what they want to leave out. They make it look really bad for the justice. Right? Crow's office in a statement said, look, me and my wife have funded scholarships for many students in the past. We've helped them with tuition assistance. We help make sure the kids get educated. You would think the left would love that. Rich guy offering free education. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Listening to the Joe Mancini Show on the Genesis Communication Network.